And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Habitat for Humanity's Restore has new fall hours. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're located at 215 East Pinhook in Lafayette. The website is restorelafayette.org, and all proceeds go to benefit Habitat for Humanity. The theater, Louisiana Theater Festival in Lake Charles will be held this Saturday, November 3rd, at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a one-day festival created for young people in grades 6 through 12 from all over the state of Louisiana. Everyone is invited to register if they like, grades 6 through 12, if you're interested in theater. That will be this Saturday. For more information or to register, the website, the festival website, is www.ltf.cc, or you can call Carrie Onksley in Lake Charles at 337-377-2571. And there's still time to enter the competition for the Sweet Dough Pie Festival, which will be this November 3rd, Saturday, in Grand Coteau, Louisiana. If you're a good sweet dough pie maker, either professional or individual domestic maker, you can enter the competition. For registration, you can go to their website, which is sweetdoughgc.com. That's sweetdoughgc.com. You can register to be a contestant in the Sweet Dough Pie competition for the first annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival in Grand Coteau. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, 6 exhibits of Louisiana artists. For more information, you can go to their website, hilliardmuseum.org. Tonight is the UL Symphony Halloween concert, a great favorite of many people. You can go wearing your costumes. That's tonight at 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium on the UL Lafayette campus. Orchestra members will all be wearing costumes, and the audience is encouraged to show up in their favorite Halloween costumes as well. You need to get there early because it is very popular. Musical highlights from this year's concert will include music from the James Bond films, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Danse Macabre, and Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Also, there will be a world premiere performance of Eric Sharp's Renegade Convergence featuring the UL Dance Department. It's free for kids 17 and younger. It's also free for all UL students, faculty, and staff with ID. Adults can purchase tickets at the door, and proceeds will benefit the UL Lafayette Orchestra program. Also this evening at Acadian Village, Treats at the Village, presented by Families Helping Families of Acadiana. Persons with disabilities of all ages and their families are invited to treat from house to house on the grounds of the Acadian Village. Admission is one canned good per family. That is tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., and there will be a costume contest as well. Opening tomorrow night at Theater 810, Dracula, the original 1928 Broadway production. This is being produced by Acting Unlimited Incorporated here at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 337-484-0172. It opens tomorrow night, Halloween night, 8:30, and then we'll run through the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and there will be a matinee on Sunday at 3 o'clock. There is a web presence. Just type in Acting Unlimited Incorporated, Dracula. There will be a book release party for a new book on Grand Coteau, John Slaughter's Grand Coteau, published by the UL Lafayette Press. That book release party Thursday will be in Grand Coteau at Catahoula's, 7 to 8:30 p.m. For more information about the book, you can go to the UL Lafayette Press website or give their office a call. On Thursday evening, the second annual Spellebration will take place at the Lafayette Science Museum in downtown Lafayette. For more information, you can go to the Lafayette Science Museum website or call the Lafayette Parish Library Foundation or go to their website, lplfoundation.org. Lots of ways to find out about the second annual Spellebration that will be taking place this Thursday, November 1st, at the Science Museum. Downtown Alive and Bach Lunch continue this Friday. Bach Lunch will feature Bonne Chance in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1. Downtown Alive will feature Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole this Friday in Parc Sanssouci. The UL Lafayette Opera Theater, directed by Sean Roy, will be presenting their fall production called Comedy Tonight, featuring scenes from Italian comic operas such as The Marriage of Figaro, The Barber of Seville, and Don Pasquale. That will be opening this Friday in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. It will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are available at the door. Or for more information, please call 482-6012. And we'll be speaking with Sean Roy later on this week about Comedy Tonight. On Friday, Cité des Arts and the Riveters present Cabaret the Musical. That will be opening on Friday and running for 3 weekends. Tickets are available through the Cité des Arts website, which is citedesarts.org, or calling 337-291-1122. And on Saturday in Lake Charles, the Louisiana Theater Festival at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities, there will be a special benefit for PAWS that will be held at the Blue Moon on Sunday, November 4th from 2 to 8 p.m. It's the third annual fundraiser for people assisting animal welfare. It helps them to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome pets in Acadiana. That's for PAWS this Sunday at the Blue Moon. For more information, you can go to the PAWS website. And this Saturday, there will be the 8th annual Great Pumpkin Ride Walk Run. That is, if you're participating in that, it's a part of the trail series of events. So they wanted everyone to know about that. That will be in Lafayette at the United Methodist Church, the Convent United Methodist Church, starting early in the morning. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, clicking on the schedule button for a weekly schedule. And of course, you can always support your favorite public radio station at that site. Thanks to all of you who participated during our recent fundraiser. But if you just didn't get to it, there's still time, and you can do that online or by calling us as well. We really, really appreciate and need your support.